Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Doctors Are In here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. This is Dax Carlisle. I'm a tarot advisor, numerologist, hypnotherapist, and life coach coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. You can also join us on the chat post. It's a post that we do on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. And right there in the comments on the post, you can chat with us live during the show. And we did make a URL that makes it easier to find the post for the show that day. This URL will always take you there at psychictalk.net/chat. Now, if you're already on Facebook, you can search Psychic Talk Radio. There's a page in a group. So like the page, go to the group, join the group. And you scroll down, you'll find the chat post. But the easy way, just open a tab in your browser, type in psychictalk.net/chat, and that'll take you right to that post. Scroll down on the post to the comments, and you can discuss the show, chat with us, ask questions. You can even ask for a mini reading and life coaching right from the chat post. Of course, we would love to talk with you live on air, so give us a call at that 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad so we know that you want to be live on. Today's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the international organization for tarot lovers, students, and professional readers since 2004. Visit us on the web at thetarotguild.com. It's free to join our fabulous new website, which is a full-featured social networking website. Just like the big boys out there in social media, we've got all the stuff you find on Facebook, only it's all tarot. All the time at thetarotguild.com. And joining me as always, the other half of the Doctors Are In. She is a certified life coach, spiritual teacher, and every Friday she joins me here to dispense her wisdom and wonderful tools for life, such as Vedic traditions, gods and goddesses, shamanic journeying, and much more. And here she is live from Berkeley, California, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Hey, Rose.
Hey, Dax. Hey, everybody. How's everything going? It's an exciting Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
It is. It's going to be a fun show. And here we are on another Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, October 10th, is actually World Mental Health Day. I wanted to mention that on the show. And I'll be on with, I think I'm on with Mary tomorrow, Tarot Today Radio. And I'll try to remember to mention that tomorrow as well. It kind of goes, you know, not totally, but it kind of is in alignment with the topic we're going to discuss today, mind magic. You know, of course, as hypnotherapists and life coaches, we don't diagnose mental illness. We don't cure mental illnesses. But, you know, we can relieve a lot of the symptoms of different diagnosed mental illnesses, you know, everything from ADHD on up to the worst ones that are out there.
We can offer some supplementary things to help, you know, maybe ease some of the conditions that people have, you know, but we're, again, like you said, we're not doctors or anything, but hypnosis, meditation. I don't know if we do mindfulness, but just those kinds of things to kind of go within and
NLP, EFT, you know, all the things we're going to talk about for today's topic, mind magic, can really, you know, help with that. So we're going to go to the phone calls in a little bit, but before we do that, We're going to chat a little bit about mind magic. Oh, also, I wanted to do the numerology of the day. So the entire date, 10-9-2020, you add all those numbers up, you're going to get 14. 1 plus 4 is 5. 5 is that high energy number. It's a number of change, which, again, fits in with the topic today. We're talking about making changes in your life. And it's the number of the adventurer as well. Of course, you can take any of the numbers in the negative. The negative side of 5 is a chaotic spin. Things spin down into chaos on a 5-day or a 5-year in numerology. And so you want to take advantage of the positive side of 5, that high energy. And it goes in perfect alignment with today's card of the day, the Chariot card, which is endurance and a journey and triumph in adversity, victory. Basically, you can accomplish a great deal today. You know, getting the Chariot card and that 5 energy.
Mm.
But discipline is the key. You got to stay focused on your goals. Don't let distractions interfere. And some of the techniques and different things we're going to talk about with today's topic actually go to that, Dr. Rose, about distractions,
mm-hmm.
and things that are preventing us from getting to our goals and also how to reach our goals. And, you know, the best thing to think is you already have all the skills and resources you need to achieve what you want, but not without effort.
Right.
So, yeah, the Chariot card is a card of effort, but eventual victory. And then you've got that 5 energy to help you along the way. The day is the 9th, which is that Mother Teresa number. How can you help other
mm-hmm.
people? You know, it's kind of the selfless energy there, the philanthropist helping the multitudes. So I thought I'd throw that out there real quick as well. But for today's topic, mind magic, well, let me start off with it this way, Rose. You know, what do you think when you hear the word magic? What comes to mind?
Actually, the magician card in the tarot
mm-hmm.
reminds me, it's a great depiction of magic. Of you know, here you have a person with you know, they have their wand, they have their chalice, they have everything, all the tools they need to make something happen. And that's what I like about magic. Magic, it could be magical in the sense of, as far as you know, other than you performing something, let's say a ritual or something, that,
mm-hmm.
well, how can you, but it's almost like how we talk about miracles in a sense, you know, like out of the blue something happens. Sometimes it happens like that, but magic really is having all the tools that you need to really make something happen, to make something manifest into your life. You may not understand how what you did and what manifest actually works, you know, all the inner workings of all of that, but, you know.
Right, law of attraction,
kind of like
all
magic.
Of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, you really hit it, you know, the nail on the head there, because that's what I was going for, is the main point here, that, and the magician card really illustrates that, where he's making things happen. He's taking the reins. In the card, he's
right.
reaching up to the heavens. He's pulling down the cosmic forces. He's pointing, which is with the other hand at the ground. He is channeling the energy and with the pointer finger telling it where to go. He has the wand that he has risen. And on the table in front of him are all the elements of creation that make
up. Oh, that's powerful. Thank you.
Creation.
Thank you for saying that. That was something I needed to hear. Like all the elements of creation, wind and what is it? Air and wind and fire and water and earth. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you don't take anything away besides this in our discussion on mind magic, this is the main thing. We do things through default. We live our life on automatic. Our subconscious mind is running everything. I mean, about 90% of everything we do on a daily basis, we think we're making decisions, step by step, minute by minute, hour by hour through our entire day, and we're just not. In fact, a lot of the programs we have running in our subconscious mind are, gosh, date back to before we were 7 years old, they were programmed in there. So if your mother or father, let's say you were 6 years old and you know, you were getting a little chunky there, you know, and your dad goes, "You're fat. You're always going to be fat."
Right.
Well, you know, here you are 45 years older and, you know, it's still running in the back of your head. "I'm fat." And, you know, you don't know that it's running that way, and it's causing you to have the behaviors that you have and the issues with food and your weight.
Mm-hmm.
Date all the way back to that. And we can take some of these techniques. We can go, for instance, on time techniques. We can go back on your timeline and wipe out some of this programming in your subconscious. I guess we should start there, talk about the subconscious, the unconscious, the conscious mind. Everybody gets this all confused. And for me, it's overly complicated. I think we overcomplicate it, Rose. And people get subconscious and unconscious confused. And you know, a lot of us that work in this industry doing hypnotherapy and other kinds of life coaching, and we discuss, you know, we bring up the subconscious or the unconscious. We use those words interchangeably too much. You know, they really are different things. I mean, just think about it. Subconscious, sub is under consciousness. It means it's not where our focus is. It's happening out of our conscious thinking. Unconscious, well, that's when you're knocked out, right? And you're not aware of anything.
Now,
if you're unconscious or asleep, you know, the subconscious is still functioning, you know. And I just don't like that word unconscious at all. But I don't even like subconscious, because in hypnosis, we talk about the conscious and the subconscious mind. It's so programmed in us. You know, it's so indoctrinated, these words, that, you know, I still slip and use these words myself. And I talk about the subconscious mind and I talk about the conscious mind. There really is no such thing. There is only the mind.
Right.
And I've come up with a new model of this, Rose, of how to wrap your head around this. I want you to think of a giant beach ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to imagine that we're standing there. You're holding this giant beach ball aloft in the air. Of course, I'm more than 6 feet apart from you, because it's, you know, COVID, so we have to have social distancing. I thought I'd throw that zinger in there. Okay, so, you know, I'm 6 feet away. You're holding this giant beach ball over your head. I've got one of those laser pointers. And I'm pointing the laser pointer at the giant beach ball. So it's putting that little red dot, you know. And I can move that dot around. All right. So the beach ball is your mind. It's everything in your mind. Your memories, your processing, all those programs that we would say is in your subconscious. I'm saying there is no subconscious, and there is no conscious mind or subconscious mind. There's just the mind, and then there's focused awareness. The laser pointer dot on the outside of the beach ball that I'm moving around with my laser pointer, that's your conscious awareness. It's your focal point. And I can move it around wherever I want. But it's this tiny little dot. You see, your whole mind is taking in everything from all of your senses. It's running it through filters, like that one I described from before you were 7 years old. That's an example of a filter.
Yeah.
You know, and it's on the back end, our mind is reconstructing reality. You know, we don't actually see, hear, taste, touch, all of our senses. These are electrical signals that goes from those organs into our brain, and our mind creates a reality out of them, which has been filtered, so it's not really reality. It's our perception of reality. And it's taking in trillions of bits of information per second. Well, to use the word that I'm trying not to use, our conscious mind can only process 7 plus or minus 2 bits of information at any given point in time. So between 5 and 9. That's why our telephone numbers, by the way, in the U.S. are 7 digits long. Because we can only process that, and preferably in chunks of 3 or 4. We prefer chunks of 3 or 4. That's why there's those dashes or dots where you got your 3-digit area code, your 3-digit, I forget what they call that. You got your area code, you got your 3-digit exchange, and then you've got your 4-digit actual address of where you are, so to speak. You know, so that makes up the 7 digits. Our minds can only process that amount of information, trying desperately to get away from those terms, subconscious and conscious, because there's only the beach ball. There's only the beach ball, and I can only shine my focus on that little red dot, on that plus or minus 7 bits of information. So that's how I want you to think of it. And then, you know, we brought up hypnosis. That's another thing where it's all semantics, you know, the difference between trance and hypnosis. You know, I mean, ultimately, there's really no difference. However, the way to think of it is, for those of you who are wondering the difference, trance is a natural state that we all go in and out of all day long. You know, first thing I do when I see a new client is like, have you ever been under hypnosis? And they go, no. And I'm like, really? Have you ever read a book and gotten so engrossed in it that the person in the room had to tap you on the shoulder, get your attention so that they could talk to you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever driven home from work and, you know, 20, 40 minutes go by, it feels like 5 minutes. You find yourself pulling into your carport or your garage, and you don't know how you got there.
Yeah,
that's called road hypnosis.
That's freaky. Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. Where
road trance.
But your mind, it's an automatic
road
thing.
Trance.
Yeah.
You go into a theater, you sit down with 350 other people, the lights go down, the movie starts, and in just minutes, you have blanked out the fact that there's another 350 people in that room, and you're focused on the movie. You become immersed in it rapidly. You dispel disbelief is dispelled, especially if you're watching like a superhero movie or, you know, the Avengers or something. And you get so immersed in it that it's like you're part of the movie. You know, that's a trance. And they even have that genre of music they call trance. And sometimes people use mind-altering substances, you know, and do trance dancing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
and then there's the ayahuasca and peyote and the traditions. And the real big difference clinically, what we're talking about between trance and hypnosis is trance is a regular state that we all go into and out of every day. We daydream. That's a trance. When we're waking up in the morning and we're still fuzzy, you're in alpha state. You're in a trance. Right before you drop off to sleep, you're in a trance. Yes. So all hypnosis is, clinical hypnosis, is taking advantage of the trance state, inducing it artificially at a particular point, instead of it just happening naturally like it does throughout our day. We're doing it on purpose so that we can talk directly to the subconscious mind. There's that word again that I'm trying to get away from, but we're trying to bypass the laser pointer, that focused awareness, and go right into the beach ball. That's what we're trying to do. Yeah. So the big takeaway here is to not allow things to happen by default, which is what we're normally doing. We're letting these programs run in the back of our minds. I mean, we often think about, you know, certain fears, habits, phobias, things that we have that we'd like to get rid of, but there's a lot more to it than just that. And so the biggest thing, if you don't remember anything else, the biggest thing you could do is starting to become aware of what's happening, to become aware of your thought patterns. What are you thinking? What are you verbally saying out loud?
Mm-hmm.
Are you making negative statements? I hate my life. My life sucks. That kind of thing. You know, you could even keep a journal, and every time you have one of those thoughts, write it down. When, where, how, why, and what it was. You know, just write that down and keep a journal for a week, and you'll be amazed at the negative thoughts and negative verbalizations that come out of you, you know. But become aware of what you're doing in order to make change. And the first principle I want to mention here is called Kaizen. It's from Japan. It's usually used in business, but it could be applied to anything. And Kaizen is a word that's made up of two Japanese characters, Kai, K-A-I, which is change, and Zen. We've all heard the word Zen, Z-E-N, which is wisdom. So it's change wisdom. It's being wise about making these changes. And the idea of it, it's the one-minute principle is part of this. We're going to talk about that in a sec. It's basically what we do is we try to make too many changes too quickly.
Yeah.
And we get frustrated, and we end up reverting back to our old habit. And so Kaizen, part of that is changing things slowly and wisely on purpose. And the one minute principle, what that is starting by changing one thing at a time, just one thing. Let's say you want to meditate, or you want to do push-ups, or, you know, whatever it is. Okay, you start by practicing something new for 1 minute only, the same time of the day, every day. That's the 1 minute principle. So you sit down and you close your eyes, meditate for 1 minute. You do push-ups for 1 minute. Whatever it is that you're trying to, that's a positive habit that you're trying to put in. And
right.
what happens is, over time, because you're doing it the exact time every day and doing it religiously, anybody can do anything for 1 minute. Let's just put that out there. Drinking more water. You can mindfully be aware for a minute and drink more water on purpose at the same time every day.
Right.
And you create a sense of accomplishment and habit. You're forming a new habit because you're doing it the same time every day, and then you expand the time frame. So then you do 2 to 5 minutes of meditation, then 5 to 10 minutes of meditation, or more exercise. You do the push-ups, and then you do some crunches, and then, you know, in a few days you add in something else, or changing the foods you eat. You know, instead of, you know, jumping from your really bad diet you're doing now right into a, you know, whole food diet or a keto diet or any diet, you know, any eating plan, you know.
Right.
Change, you know, one food at a time and be consciously aware of it the same time every day for 1 minute, and then expand from there. So that's Kaizen. And then the next thing I want to talk about is the 22nd rule, which kind of piggybacks on Kaizen. And this is from Sean Anker's book, The Happiness Advantage. That's the name of the book, The Happiness Advantage, Sean Anker. And what Sean talks about, one of the stories in the book that he talks about is he wanted to practice his guitar more. Now, this is where awareness comes in. Remember, I told you the overarching thing today is stop doing things on autopilot and become aware of what you're thinking and doing. So he noticed that he'd come home from work or come home from something else, and he'd want to practice his guitar. But before you knew it, sitting down on his couch and he's turning on his big flat panel and he's watching TV because it's easy
right.
to do. And the practicing the guitar is more difficult because he would have to get up and go into another room, go into his closet, pull out the guitar case, open the case, take the guitar out of the case, walk into the other room, sit back down, start practicing. Now, granted, this only took granted, this only took 20 seconds. That's where the 20-second rule comes from. That's actually an arbitrary number. It could be 20 seconds. It could be a minute and a half. It could be 3 to 5 minutes. But he noticed it took 20 seconds, whereas he could sit down on the couch, push a button, have the TV running in a fraction of a second, right? So he became aware of his actions. He became aware of what he was doing and his thinking process. And so the whole concept of the 20-second or whatever arbitrary number you want to use is you make things that you want to do easier and more accessible and things that you don't want to do more difficult. So as an example, what he did was he removed the guitar from the case, bought a stand, put it next to the couch in the living room, and put the guitar on the stand right there so he could grab it, pick it up, and be practicing in a second. And that was the making things easier and more accessible. Making things he didn't want to do more difficult, he took the batteries out of his remote, Rose.
Wow. Oh, that's a good thing. That's a good strategy.
Yeah, he took the batteries out of the remote, put it in a bag, put it in a box, hid it in the back of a drawer somewhere. And so when he would come home, he would grab the guitar and start practicing. And sure, when he was done, you know, he could go find the batteries and put them back in the remote he wanted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he made it just a little bit more difficult to do that and a little easier to do the guitar. And you could do that with everything, like going to the gym. Well, you know, oh, I got to travel to the gym. You know, it's like put my shoes on. Well, a lot of people sleep in the outfit they're going to work out in. They have their shoes ready. They're right there. The gym bag's already packed at the door. They got
right.
the water there. They just pick it up and go. And so that
right.
shaves time off and makes it more accessible. There's a lot of things. Remember, we were talking about in the car of the day and the numerology, staying away from the distractions. Well, the biggest distraction is our smartphones. But you can change the settings on your smartphone. If you need to get work done, you could you could turn it off and put it in the other room. But, if you really need to have it for work, you could disable apps. You can turn off notifications for apps. You can put all the apps you don't want to use right now in a folder and hide the folder away. There's a lot of things you could do with the settings on your smartphone. On your computer, here's a wonderful example. Most people don't realize that, we just use our laptop and we have a single user. You could set up multiple users with their own interactions and apps and setups and settings. So what you do is you set up a user for Dax Fun Time, and then I set up a user Dax Work. And so when I log in on the Dax Work one, right there on my desktop is all my productivity tools, shortcuts to, the websites that I work on, the Photoshop, audio editing, all the things that I do in my work, Skype, if I'm seeing clients, Zoom, everything has a link right there. None of the other play, quote-unquote, apps, Facebook and everything else, Instagram, none of that is on that user. And then when I'm done with work, I log out, and then I log into the fun one, and I can check my Facebook messages, my email, I could have my work email on my work user and my regular email on the play user, you know, log in. And so that's another thing you can do is set up two different users with people that are having difficulty with food. Well, make it more difficult to eat the food you shouldn't be eating. Don't have it in your house. Stock up on the food you want to be eating, and don't purchase, don't stock up, don't have the potato chips in the back of the cupboard. You know, just these are really simple things. But it's mind magic, folks. It really is. Some of the other mind magic, you know, we mentioned hypnosis, EFT, emotional freedom technique, doing tapping. Works fantastic for a lot of things. Anything where you have a negative feeling, fear, phobias, you're having cravings for a certain food, you're trying to quit smoking, you have a craving, you can do tapping. I'm not going to, you know, talk about how to do all these. I'm just going to give out some of these, and then we're going to take some calls here on the program. We've talked about things like mantras, meditation, lucid dreaming we just did on the show. You can go to our website, psychetalk.net/Fridays, and right there is all of our shows. You can look for the lucid dreaming episode. It's a couple down on the page here, or use the search bar, search lucid. It'll pop up. And listen to that show. Listen how to do lucid dreaming, because that, folks, that's mind magic. That it's really powerful. I don't want to go into it too deeply right now, but listen to in the show where we go in depth into lucid dreaming and how to do lucid dreaming. Mindfulness, you know, being mindful also about what you say. You know, they did experiments, Rose, and, you know, it's really hard to have the discipline to change your thought patterns. But what we really can work on a lot is what we say. Remember I said keep the journal about what you're verbalizing, what you're actually saying. And they did I can't remember the exact details right now because it was a while ago I read this study. But it talked about how they studied this, and they found out that things you say out loud versus thoughts you have in your mind, things you say out loud are 10 times more powerful. And they use this a lot in sports. They are very strict about talking to the players that, you know, you never out loud say something negative about the game, especially in the middle of the game. Never. You always say positive things. We're going to get it next time. You know, or something like that. You don't ever say, oh, my God, we're down by 30 points. You know, anything you verbalize, you know, and of course, they're coming at this from a scientific point of view and thinking about, you know, how the mind works and the reticular activating system and using our mind to help us accomplish goals. And in here, we're setting up negative goals and drawing that in. But of course, on this program, we talk about the law of attraction. If you want to go more metaphysical, more spiritual on it, you know, you're attracting in what you're putting your attention on. And this study shows that it's 10 times more powerful what's coming out of those lips. So you never look in the mirror and say, I'm fat. You know, think of a positive affirmation. You can say every day and in every way, I'm getting closer and closer to my goal weight. I'm getting closer and closer to the new me, you know, something along those lines. Cause it's just so powerful. Journaling itself is a technique, is a mindfulness technique. It helps with the mind magic. And stop reviewing all the negative things that probably won't happen. You know, we sit there and we think of, you know, all these things that are going to come crashing down on us. Instead, rehearse what you want to happen in your mind and verbalize it. You know, maybe you don't want to, you know, sit there in a crowded room and talk to yourself, but you know, you're at home, you're by yourself, you know, or, you know, you're in the facilities or in your bedroom, whatever, you know, rehearse what you want to happen. And then, you know, use some of these. Yeah, go ahead.
They, they say it's also great to do those things before you go to bed to really influence your mind, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Or first thing in the morning when you wake up, too. That'd be a
right,
good time to
right.
do that. One minute practice every day, 8 a.m., on the dot, doing your meditation for 1 minute, setting up a habit. And, you know, people that find it difficult to meditate, that's how you do it. Kaizen. You use that Kaizen principle, that 1 minute principle.
Right.
And then, you know, lastly, I'm going to leave you with, you know, some of the things we've talked on our show, like anchoring from NLP, where you can anchor positive states like on a knuckle. You can search all this at psychictalk.net/Fridays and listen to some of these shows. You know, hypnosis, EFT that we just mentioned, the spin technique that I've done on the show before. And that works because, remember, we create these representations, I said at the beginning of the show, in our mind of the reality out there of using the five senses. And so something like pain, we gravitate towards the feeling sense. Well, you can also use visual kinesthetic. You can use auditory, gustatory, olfactory when you're looking at pain. So in the spin technique, you close your eyes, you scan your whole body, you look for the pain. Notice I'm using words like look. So you're trying to visualize. You find the pain and you notice that it has a shape.
Mm-hmm.
And without thinking, first thing that comes to your mind, what color is that pain? What color is that shape? And then you imagine that. You imagine reaching in with your hands, and it actually works better if you have your eyes closed and you're it's better if you're standing. You can do it seated, but it's better if you're standing. Your hands and you go towards your body, reach in, pretend, imagine you're pulling out that pain and you're putting it in front of you between the palms of your hands facing each other. And quick, first thing you notice, did the color change? And the next thing you notice is that the object has a spin. It may be spinning away from you, it may be spinning towards you, it may be spinning counterclockwise, it may be spinning clockwise. Whatever the spin is, you'll notice that right away. You're going to grab it, stop the spin, and turn it in the opposite direction with both hands really hard. You're going to spin it in the opposite direction, and you're going to spin it, and you're going to make it move faster and faster. Spin it, faster, 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 until you can't possibly go any faster, and then you're going to take it and slam it back into the body where it was before. And if you do the subjective units of distress, 1 to 10, before you do the NLP spin technique, and then after, you'll notice that your pain was at a 7, 8, 9, and now it's dropped down to a 3 or a 2 or a 4. And then you could do it again. And then you could supplement it with EFT tapping. And the last one I want to leave you with that's really great, I think, is the swish pattern. It was so funny. I came across, I said, oh my gosh, I came across a YouTube video of Tony Robbins Rose teaching the swish pattern. And I said, oh, I have to mention this on the show. And it was hilarious because this is Tony. Everybody knows Tony Robbins, right? He's teaching the swish pattern. This is like in the 80s, this video.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And he's like in his 20s. And it is so cool to watch this video. I have a link to it I can put out there for everybody just if you want to see it. And he talks about, you know, fears and – yeah, and he talks about fears and habits like nail biting and smoking and foods and food cravings and you can change literally anything with the swish pattern, anything you want to change. This is real mind magic, folks. He actually talked about nail biting. Tony Robbins was a nail biter. And what he did was he, again, working with the submodalities, that is what things look like, sound like, taste like, you know, all the five senses. And he did a visualization, closed his eyes, and he brought up a picture, pretty big, of the first thing that popped in his mind when he thought of the nail biting, of what he didn't want to do anymore. He brought up that picture.
Hmm.
And then he made it in bright colors and really made it huge and got that feeling, because, you know, every one of these things that we want to work on, phobias, fears, habits, they all have a feeling attached with them too. And he turned up the brightness, you know, usually turning up the brightness, making things more crisp and larger, increases the feeling. You know, some people are oriented opposite of that. So test it out for yourself. But the vast majority of people, that's what you do. And then he did what we call break state, you know, opened his eyes, shook that off. And you can, does anybody smell popcorn? You can think of something olfactory, you know, I smell coffee. You break state. And then he brought up a picture of what he wanted. What did he want? He wanted to be not nail biting. But instead of putting it in the negative, he didn't picture not nail biting. What he did was he pictured how he wanted to be beyond the nail biting. You know, because what else is that associated with? Well, what you look like and how you present yourself. So he imagined himself doing what he wanted to do, which was be on stage in front of tens of thousands of people. Which, guess what? You know, this was in the 80s. It happened. He manifested it. Well, he pictures himself in an expensive suit, standing up there in front for thousands and thousands of people, talking to people, teaching them, and, you know, his hair is perfectly groomed. And, yeah, as an aside, you know, he glances down. His fingers are, you know, he has not been nail biting. They've been manicured. He had a manicure done, and they're shiny, and they're healthy looking, and that's a part of this whole overall picture of what he wanted. Sort of like when I did the new you, when you and I were doing hypnosis sessions, same kind of thing. The new you. So then what he would do is he brought up that picture again of what he didn't want, made it big and bright and powerful, and what he did want, he made it into a small picture off on the right in the lower corner, kind of grayed out, made it a little fuzzy, maybe black and white. And then he would, with his eyes closed, and he'd actually do the physical movements where he'd reach down and grab that little picture of what he wanted and pull it up, making it huge, blasting through the picture of what he didn't want, and then making it big, bright, colorful, crisp. And make that sound swish. That's actually why it's called the swish pattern. Some people say whoosh. So you can go whoosh. Mm-hmm. And you just bring up that picture. And then break state, open your eyes. Do you smell coffee? You know, shake it off. And then bring up that picture again of what you don't want with what you do want in the lower right-hand corner again. And do the whole process again. And again. And again. And again. And again, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, as many times as you need. And all of this only takes 10, 15 minutes, folks. You know, once you get down the parts of doing it, you can make it happen. Uh-huh. You can make it happen, the whole process, each time in rapid succession. And then what you're going to notice is, well, usually one of two things happen. For the vast majority of people, they get to a point where they can't bring up the negative image anymore. Only the positive of how they want it to be can they imagine anymore. It has eliminated. Yeah?
No, I was just curious. Is this done in one session or is this done in several sessions, like over a course of a few days?
It only needs to be done once. However, I'm going to put a caveat on that in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Just to finish
let
me finish this up because I actually was going to mention what happened with Tony. So
nice.
There's two things that might happen. One, the most likely is after doing this 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, 15 times, you're not going to be able to bring that picture back up again. Or with a small percentage of people, they can bring it up, but it just does not have the energy or impact that it had before. They can't make it crisp in their mind anymore, or they can't make it bright or colorful anymore, something along those lines. Now, it worked like a charm, but then a few days later, Tony came aware. Remember, we're talking about awareness. he became aware that his hands were in his mouth. He had started, you know, nail biting again. But in NLP, we have this concept that there's no such thing as a failure, only new information. So rather than saying, oh, the switch pattern didn't work for him, he put himself in the right state and he went through the switch pattern again. And this was a few days later. And after that, he never bit his nails again. So he did a, he had to do a supplementary procedure, but this is a, like I said, 10-15 minutes, so it's definitely a one session thing. And it, and if you have to do it again, you do it, you know. And of course, again, you can supplement with anchoring, the spin technique. You can supplement it with EFT tapping. Yeah. So there you go. That's all I got. That is, that's mind magic, folks. And, you know, if you want to learn more about this, we've got all the shows that we've done on lucid dreaming, the spin technique spin on multiple episodes, anchoring, hypnosis, EFT, mantras, meditation. And, of course, you can book us for private sessions as well. We'd love to. If you need that little extra help, you need, you know, most people need a little bit of coaching before they feel confident doing it all by themselves all the time, you know, especially with tapping, you know, getting used to doing tapping and some of these techniques. But there you go, folks. Little mind magic for you on a Friday afternoon, and you can start using this throughout your weekend and start making some changes. Any thoughts, Rose, before we move on? What'd you think?
I do have one question, and maybe this is more of a coaching thing, because sometimes I wonder, and this is just in my own life, sometimes there are so many things that need to be changed. Like, okay, so for example, you were talking about Tony and how he visualized himself standing before an audience with his hair well in a suit and, you know, telling everybody this and that and the other. I wonder, did that really, I guess that really, what can I say, motivated him to, you know, start his business, do his business, learn about his business and move forward. Have you ever run into a client where they can do that, they can visualize that, but the action part doesn't happen? That's where I get stuck sometimes. Like, I can visualize it, and I can visualize it often, but it's the moving towards that, like really making space out of your time, and that's my question.
Those are the actual doing the behaviors you're talking about in the physical world versus what you're thinking or spiritually processing. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's like multiple things that come up when you talk about that for me. You see, most people come in and they have an issue. I want to stop smoking. I want to lose weight. I want to stop nail biting. I want to get over my fear of heights. I want to get over my fear of flying. I want to be able to be a better public speaker, things like that. But there has never, ever been a singular issue that wasn't connected to other things going on in somebody's life. And if you do a little digging, you know, I'd say a good 80 to 90% of my clients that come in for, like, I had a client that came in for public speaking, and within the first one or two sessions, she was bringing up these things from her early past, childhood traumas. It was familial sexual abuse, things like that. We had to work on many different issues. But it all culminated in that new you. See, there's all those aspects to the new you. So when you imagine the new you, remember I had you do this in hypnosis. You're imagining the new, we did it on the timeline, in the timeline technique as well. So you have the new you there, which perhaps you're thinner because you initially come in for weight loss. So you have a certain weight, ideal weight you want to be at, which also means that, you know, you're going to be more confident and you're going to wear different clothes. And it'll make you a better public speaker, you know, because you have more confidence, you know. So working on these things separately is what you would do. The confidence, weight loss involves many different things, like turning up your metabolism, as well as binge eating, emotional eating, cravings for certain foods, not eating what you should be eating. That all has to be addressed. And then, you know, confidence, public speaking, you know, all of this, it comes together, you know. So with my one client, when her whole thing was public speaking for her business, and so the new her was a very confident person that could have no fear of speaking in the boardroom. You know, she'd be do presentations to boards with, you know, 20 people sitting at the table. But there was a lot more to it than that, okay?
Yeah.
Affecting her confidence, affecting her confidence was this subconscious programming that happened seven, or, you know, maybe before 7 years old, when she had these traumas happen. So we had to clear out those traumas first, before you, because you could try to build the confidence and then it won't work because there's a trauma that you haven't cleared out yet. Now, so there's a lot of different aspects to this. People always have more than one issue that, and when they come in, often the main issue that they present with is not really what they are, to use that word I don't want to use, subconsciously have in mind that they really would like to take care of, but they're focusing on the nail biting, the heights, the weight loss, whatever, you know, but they have all these other things. They really want to be more abundant and be more successful in business, but they come in for weight loss. But that actually makes them more confident. And then you also do hypnosis on public speaking, confidence, goal setting, and you're doing life coaching too. You're doing the SMART, the SMART goals. You're doing this all together over several sessions. Yeah. Now, as far as actually, you know, visualizing it, you know, a lot of people, I bring up visualizing, oh, I can't visualize. So, no, that's not true. Every single person makes a picture in their head. Like if I say, think of your mom. Okay, in your brain right now, you're not seeing the letters M-O-M. You're seeing an image of your mom.
Right?
Right? Likewise, I could say, don't think of a purple tree. Whatever you do, don't think of a purple palm tree. Don't think of a purple palm tree at all. Now, but in order to not do something, you have to first do it. So you had to think of the purple palm tree before you, you know, it's the old purple elephant thing or pink elephant thing, actually.
Yeah.
But the purple palm tree, say that five times fast. You have to think of the purple palm tree that you don't want to think of. So you have to think of it first and then blank it out because you have to have some kind of representation. Yeah. Well, the mind does not process negatives. Only the focal point. Remember the laser pointer? That's our conscious awareness, our focus. We can have cognitive thought there, but we don't in the beach ball. In the beach ball, negatives don't function. That's why when your 4-year-old or your 5-year-old, which by the way, until they're six, seven years old, we're in a state, an alpha state, a light trance all the time. You know, and they're walking across, so you're talking right to their subconscious mind. They're walking across the kitchen and they're carrying that glass of milk. You don't say, don't spill the milk. You have to word it in a positive. You have to say, okay, grip the glass tightly and carry it carefully over to the table. You know, I don't know how to say it. I'm just making this up off the top of my head, but you never say the negative. You don't say, don't spill the milk. Don't drop the milk. Because guess what they're going to do? They're going to drop the milk. They're going to spill the milk. Because the mind cannot process negatives. But it always can visualize. And sometimes it helps when I change the semantics, Rose. I'll just say, imagine, or I'll say pretend that there is a purple palm tree. Pretend it, see it, imagine it, you know, and I'll try to not use that word visualize it, because they have in their own mind something attached to, they can't do visualization, you know, so I'll change the semantics, change the semantics of doing it. Now, as far as actually then in the real world, the actions, the behaviors, that goes back to the Kaizen.
Uh-huh.
The thing that really trips us up is trying to make too many changes, stop doing X, start doing Y, too many of those. We change everything at once, and then we feel deprived because we have not set up a habit of doing them. We have to break the old habit by doing the new habit, and sometimes breaking the old habit by using hypnosis, EFT, NLP techniques to quash it, you know. But ultimately, all you need to do to stop a habit is to start a new one. So even if you're going to stop smoking, well, what's the opposite of that? Well, going to the gym, eating healthy, start positive habits. And, you know, even if you don't do the techniques for stopping smoking, quitting smoking, you'll naturally have an aversion to unhealthy things once you set up a pattern of working out at the gym and eating healthy foods, and smoking will become disgusting to you on its own. I think it's better to do both doses and put in these positive things. But that is a way you can quash negative habits. Things you don't want to do is by creating the habit of doing the things that's the opposite, what you want to do. And doing the Kaizen, the 1 minute principle, start out small, start out one thing at a time, because everybody can do one thing for a minute. So if you have a whole bunch of different things, actions and behaviors that's involved with this life change that you're trying to make, switching to a ketogenic way of eating, moving more, changing your attire, all the different things, you know, drinking more water, all the things that might be involved with, if you're having difficulty, it's typically because you're trying to do too many and install too many as a habit too quickly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's like the long roundabout way to answer your question there. But hey, you know, we've blasted through an hour here. Do you want to let us know what the upcoming shows are on the network? We're going to take a couple phone calls.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. Oh, I have to work on my Windows here. I have it. Here we go. Okay. So, everybody, Psychic Talk Radio Network has several shows throughout the week. They always start at 11 o'clock Pacific, 11 a.m. Pacific, which is 2 p.m. Eastern. And tomorrow on the Tarot Today radio show with host Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle, they will be talking about Bernadette King and the Arc Animal Tarot and Oracle deck. Actually, this is going to be exciting because this is a new deck that I actually have myself.
So yeah, you got that one.
Yeah.
And
he
has the deck creator as a
this.
Guest. Yeah. You could call in and talk to Bernadette if you want it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful deck, and I love how she talks about different animals, power animals, totem animals, you know, things of that nature. So that's going to be a real exciting show. And then on Sunday, there is Magic Universe with Sharona Rapsick. And she will be having, the theme of her show is Mucho, Mucho Amor, The Legacy of Walter. And she'll also have open lines and tarot mini readings on that day as well. So be sure to watch that on Sunday. On Monday, we have The Wisdom of the Soul Show with Janice Fuchs. And she will be providing something of, you know, some great wisdom, you know, that'll help you in your life. And then on Wednesday, we have the Compassionate Light and Healing Guidance Hour with Catherine Hahn. And she's doing a new series of episodes called You have the power to change the world. Oh, that's going to be exciting. This is kind of like what we're talking about with mind magic, that and you know, what is a magic, or what is a magician, right? You have the power to change. You have all the tools you need to change the world. And if not, you can hire Dax or myself, and we can help you with that.
I love that.
And then, of course, next Friday is the Doctors Are In show. We will be coming back at 11 a.m. Oh, I'm sorry. We are on break on the 16th. Whoops. It looks like. We're breaking on this on next Friday, right, Dax? That's the on October
16th. That's right, yeah.
That's what it looks like. Yeah.
I wanted to mention the Saturday show, October 17th, because although we're taking a break this coming Friday, I will be on with Mary on Saturday, October 17th, and it's an open line show. So tarot mini readings all show long, no topic.
Right.
So we have the guest coming up tomorrow, Bernadette King. But next Saturday, you know, don't worry that we're not having a Friday show, because you can call in on Saturday.
Yeah.
So that is the upcoming shows.
Oh.
Oh, what's going on? I didn't hear you for a minute.
I didn't hear you for about a few seconds there. That's it.
We're having some technical problems with the audio here. But I did want to mention that I actually have all the shows listed through October and November all the way up to December. So you can go to our page on the PsychicTalk.net website, PsychicTalk.net/upcoming, and you can see all the shows coming up, and you can put them in your calendar and, you know, jot a note down or something like that if you want to join us on some great topics coming up. You got to go check it out, folks. PsychicTalk.net/upcoming. I do want to mention our sponsor one more time, because we do have a special for the fall. I just launched this, and we already went into fall here, but I wanted to mention this because I haven't mentioned it on the show yet, Dr. Rose, that we have the fall special at the Tarot Guild, and you can join our premium pro membership. Of course, it's free to join thetarotguild.com to join the website itself. But if you want to join the guild, you can join the premium membership. You get your membership certificate. Your CTR, Certified Tarot Reader certification, is included free with your membership. It's $6.50 a month. It's really inexpensive. And what we're doing for fall is we are giving free access to our Tarot by the Numbers Tarot and Numerology Beginners course. So that's a $78 value. It's normally priced at $78. You can see that on the page for the course. If you want to check it out, thetarotguild.com/course, of course. And you can check it out there. You can read the outline for the course, and it's 11 video modules, all self-paced. Do it at your own leisure. 11 video modules and accompanying materials. And we normally enroll folks for $78, but we're going to give you that free when you join the premium membership. You'll get a year's worth of membership, your CTR certification, and the Tarot by the Numbers course. $6.50 a month. It comes out to $78. The number of cards in the tarot deck, of course. And just go over to thetarotguild.com, right there on the main page, right in the center there, you're going to see the fall special, and you can click on it. So I just wanted to let everybody know that that's going on. We already have people taking advantage of that. In fact, right after the show, I have to do a certification with somebody that just joined the premium membership. There you go, thetarotguild.com. And let's see if we can squeeze in a call or so, Rose. I know we went really long, but, man, great information on today's show. This was a doozy. Got some really great stuff out to everybody.
Absolutely.
Let's see who's been waiting the longest on the caller line. Remember, if we don't get to your call today, most likely we'll be taking some calls tomorrow, even though we have a guest. And then on Sunday, you can call in and talk to Sharona, and she's doing her topic, but I think she's doing calls most of the show. Okay, let's see here. Trying to get back to the switchboard, folks. Area code 651 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Christiana. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Hi, Christiana. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Really good. And it's open lines, mini readings, whatever you want to do, whatever you'd like to talk about.
Oh, I was looking for a reading.
Okay, and what's the burning question you got?
I don't know. Should I mention the person's name or skip that?
Oh, you could say a first name. You could say initials. You could do whatever you want.
I was just wondering if Lois and I will have a romantic relationship or if there's potential for that.
Let's take a look here, see what's coming up in the cards. So, okay. So, yeah, I'm getting 4 out of 5 yes cards on this. I'm doing my, for those of you following the audience that are tarot readers, you know I do this 5-card yes-no spread, which also gives us 5 cards to work with multiple, you know, additional information. But it's really fast and snappy to use on the radio. And, yeah, you know, without looking at anything else, right away, you know, 4 out of 5 yes cards. It's looking really good here. Now, the central focus card is the death card. This is a card of transition. It's the completion of one phase or cycle and the beginning of a new one. So you're on the precipice of making a change anyway.
Yeah.
Yep. And I've got the Queen of Pentacles coming in. My initial thought that was you, but it might not be. It might be her. It's an earth sign, so maybe Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. Are either one of you a Taurus, a Virgo, or a Capricorn?
I'm a Capricorn.
Aha.
I'm Capricorn.
That was my initial thought, the Queen of Coins, the Queen of Pentacles. And it's talking about you as a capable woman, earthy, nurturing, patient. It's talking about, you know, having patience and what you should be doing in order to get the ball rolling here is, you know, not being overly pressuring. I'm trying to think of a word or a phrase or a way to describe what I'm getting in my head here. You don't want to force things. Instead, you want to be that compassionate, down-to-earth, patient, organized, nurturing person as you interrelate with Lois. That's how you want to approach this.
Okay.
And, yeah, I'm getting the feeling that, you know, you could use some wise counsel because the Hermit card is showing up in the beginning of the spread here. And that's, you know, a card of taking a step back, thinking outside of the box, looking at things, dispensing your own wisdom or getting wisdom from someone else. And in this case, it's like getting wisdom from someone else. It doesn't have to be like a formal counselor, but somebody that you would take counsel from, a close friend or family member. I feel like there's some things you need to work through here. You seem to be kind of restricted. And this is mostly happening in your head. It's the mind. The Eight of Swords is showing up. So she's got a blindfold on. She's got these wrappings around her. She's bound, and she's surrounded by swords, making almost like a fence that she can't get through. And it's really too many thoughts, because swords are thoughts and ideas. And all she has to really do, if she would just, the bonds around her are really loose. All she had to do is like wriggle her arms and they would drop down. She could pull the blindfold off. She could see the clear path out from in between these swords or thoughts and ideas. You just need a little help with that, getting unstuck. There's something about that that seems to be the block that's kind of slowing down any progression on a potential relationship with Lois. I don't know if any of that rings true for you.
Yeah, it does.
The other thing I want you to think of, you know, because the topic today was mind magic on the show. One thing I didn't, well, actually I did. I mentioned lucid dreaming, but it doesn't have to be lucid dreaming, just your dreams in general. You want to program your dreams at night. I'm getting the moon card, which is often talking about psychic things, intuition, an awakening, dreams, strange experiences, sometimes self-deception. Could also be talking about female power, female rhythms and cycles, things along those lines, as well as madness and lunacy. But what I'm really getting from this card is that you could benefit from working with your dreams. So anywhere you feel stuck with moving forward towards a potential relationship, anything you're unsure of, if you need help with, you know, what's the next steps to do, let your subconscious bring that up for you in your dreams. So you want to prepare for this. You want to put a dream journal next to your bed with a working pen that absolutely works. And you got that, right?
Yeah,
really work. Go to sleep. And as you're laying down and you're about to drift off, program your dreams. I want my mind to tell me the next step in this relationship, what should I do? And then see what comes up. Start writing this down. Reread your dream journal before you go to sleep each night as well. And over time, about 5 days to a week, something is going to emerge that is going to help you with steps towards this.
Okay.
Yep. But the overall arcing, your initial question there, is a big fat yes. You know, that the potential is there.
Awesome. Thank
you.
Great.
Well, thanks for calling in, Christiana. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Awesome. And I think we have time for maybe one more call. So if we don't get your call today, remember, call in tomorrow, call in Sunday. We got shows all weekend long. You can talk with let's see, we've got, I've got to look at my calendar here. So we also have Catherine doing her live show on Wednesday. We're taking a break, Rose and I, on the 16th next Friday. However, I'll be doing an open line show with Mary Brown all show long, all open lines, all your phone calls, questions, and mini readings on the 17th. Okay, so we got plenty of shows coming up on the 10th, 11th, 14th, and 17th for you if we don't get your call today. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 239. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Doc. My name's Lana. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Lana. How's it going in Florida?
Hey. It's hot.
Oh, my goodness,
hot here.
It is.
Yeah. It's been hot here in Tucson, Arizona, but we got a nice breeze. I'm out on the patio. I got this nice breeze, and this is the coolest it's been all summer. It's just gorgeous out here. Bright, sunny, blue skies, not a cloud in the sky. Just loving
it here.
Well, that
sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Well, thanks for hanging on so long.
Yeah.
I know we went
sure.
a little long, but thanks for hanging on. Yeah. What do you want to chat about today?
Well, I've been listening. Well, you know, maybe you could just tell me something that I need to know. I don't really have a pressing question.
If you called in, Lana, you've got a burning question. I'll just pull some cards real quick here and see what comes up. But, you know, I think you have something going on. There's a burning question there.
I'm interested to know information about relationship, I guess that would be
okay.
I'd like to see what comes up.
It's so funny. So like the central focus card is the judgment card, which is, I call it the cosmic wake up call. It's like the universe is reaching out with a hand with a wet mackerel and slapping you in the face, Lana. It's like, you know,
yeah.
wake up, you know, what you're seeking is there. It's around you, you know? And it's funny because you said that, you said that, well, I don't have a birdie question. Yes, you do. They always do. And, but I pulled the cards before you mentioned what you wanted to focus on, and it was already here in the cards. So the Two of Cups.
I see.
A romance, the beginning, the beginning of a romance is showing up, the cosmic wake-up call that I mentioned. And then there's somebody showing up for you, represented by the Emperor. This is somebody that has a lot of confidence. They're stable.
That's what I like.
Maybe well-to-do. You know, they're not hurting for money. They might be a little bit on the competitive side, but they're a very worldly person. This is a worldly person. And, you know, some of the symbolism around the Emperor is symbolism from Aries, okay? So there's a strong possibility that this person may be a fire sign, Aries or Leo or Sagittarius. They might be a Sag, they might be a Leo. But I wouldn't be surprised if this person doesn't turn out to be an Aries, but definitely one of the fire signs. Either that or Earth could be the other one. But I'm shooting for fire here. You know, this is following your passions, and hey, it's showing up in the Ten of Wands, showing up, which is about passion, and that's another fire element. You know, so it's giving us an indication. It's right next to the Emperor card that it's probably a fire sign. This is somebody actually that's already around you, that you may just not be focusing. Remember in the show, you know, we're talking about mind magic. We talked all about, you know, the main takeaway is be aware of what's going on. Be around, be aware of your surroundings. You know, you're just not keyed in yet. And I think that the problem is that's why the Ten of Wands is showing up. This is traditionally the meaning of the Ten of Wands is you're making slow progress towards your goal, but you're a little bit overburdened with the amount of weight you're carrying. You got too many irons in the fire. You're not able to focus like you really should be. And
I can sympathize.
Yeah. You know, the things we want to attract in, like a new job or a new romance or a new relationship, any of these things, you got to make room for them to come in.
Right.
You know, I've worked with clients where the first thing I do is I start asking them about, you know, where they live, how they live, what things are like, you know, and I find out things like, well, yeah, I live in this house. I have a 2-car garage, but I can only fit my car in because there's all this crap in the other parking space. And then in my closet, I got all these old suits from my ex-husband hanging in there or my ex-boyfriend. And every one of my drawers are filled to the gills with, you know, and I'm like, well, where's the room? You have to energetically make the room. I'm not saying you're going to move the guy in, but you tell the universe that you're making room. So you go through all of that clutter and clear out the other parking space. You make room.
Mm-hmm.
You clear out one of your closets and one of your drawers. You get rid of, God forbid, you know, but get rid of the boyfriend's ex-boyfriend, ex-husband's clothes, you know, that kind of thing, you know, or ex-girlfriend, ex-wife. We have to say that every time down too. But, yeah, you got to make room, and also it has to do with how many irons you have in the fire. You know, if you're fully focused on career, on projects, on other aspects of your life, then there's no room for it. So you have to create space, you know, put some of those things on the back burner, you know.
Got it. Yeah.
What's your priority? You know, if it's not your priority, if it's not what you really need right now is to bring in the relationship, it's not going to happen. You got to make it your priority until it happens. And then you slowly add back in the other stuff. Yeah. That's where most of us get, that's where most of us get kind of, you know, hung up. It's that Kaizen principle that I was talking about in the beginning of the show, where, you know, mm-hmm. you got to focus in on one thing at a time and make it mm-hmm. your priority. You know, if you want to be successful with your career right now, everything has to be focused towards that. All the other stuff.
Right.
Okay, I don't have time for World of Warcraft right now. I got to put that aside. I don't got time for my cooking class, and I don't got time to go out dancing, and not that we could do that in Corona, but you know what I mean. And I don't got time to go dating right now because I've got to make this successful. Focus on the thing you want to attract in.
Right.
And then
right.
once that's working for you, then you shift focus to, okay, now things are going good. I want the great relationship. Or maybe that is what you want to be your main focus. Well, make it your main focus then. Put everything else
mm-hmm,
aside. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Bridge club and going to the casino that I do on every Friday. You know, I got to put that aside for now. I got to get out there. I got to, you know, be, you know, ready to mingle. You know, you got to make room.
I hear you. Okay. Sounds
yep.
good.
So yeah. there you go. Yeah. But it's looking really promising because, out of these five cards, all five of them are a yes card. So,
wow.
you know, taking it as just a yes, no, you know, is this going to happen? Yeah, you're there. You're ready for it to happen.
Okay. All right.
Thanks
Great.
For
Thank
calling
you.
In, Lana.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. What are you doing this weekend, Rose? Big plans?
No, just work.
Yeah, that's
no,
my big plans. More work.
Just work. Actually, after the phone call, I'm going to be doing I'm going to Hawaii, only virtually, and doing a 20-minute bike ride. So I'm finding other ways to, you know, do things that I'd like to do, but not able to at the moment, like physically.
Awesome! A 20-minute bike yeah. ride in Hawaii. Did you get Peloton?
No. Oh, God, no. You have to have Peloton money for that kind of stuff. I don't even have a space for Peloton. But I have a desk cycle, a small cycle that's under,
mm-hmm.
you can place under your desk or whatnot. And so I have it in front of my under my computer desk. And I can just put my feet right in the things and hit the video, the virtual tour of Hawaii. And there you have it. And I'm just riding along, you know. Which is
I love it.
Technique, because you know, like you talk about mind magic,
yes.
you know, one day I'll probably manifest that. Yeah.
And this is focusing in on one thing. If you think about it, it's the 20-second rule. Because what have you done? Rather than having to go out and exercise, okay, you do a lot of work at your desk. You do a lot of work with your computer. Well, you've got
yeah.
you know your little pedal contraption under there, and so you could be pedaling while you're doing other stuff. So you're killing two birds with one stone. You're doing that 20-second rule. You're making things accessible.
Yeah.
And right there. Yeah. Yeah. And for everybody listening out there, we just told you how you can have Peloton cheap.
That's right. There you go. Because a desk cycle is only maybe $100-$200 on Amazon, and you can find something that's good enough for you. You know, you don't have the full
yeah.
body balancing on the bike experience, but hey, you can go to Hawaii
yeah.
and ride a little bit for a few minutes and
sure.
enjoy yourself. You know, still be at home.
If you have a stepper or a treadmill or something, you know, you can dust it off and put it in front of your computer screen, and or maybe you hook your computer, or if you in your TV, if you have a smart TV, you know, you can go on there and do one of these tours while you're, you know, doing your cycling. Maybe you have a stationary bike, maybe you have one of the pedal contraptions like Rose has, you know. But even if you don't, you can get them very inexpensive, like you said, you know. And
yeah,
that's
and
a perfect.
And that, what I was going to add was that on YouTube, because I was looking on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
they have a lot of scenic bike rides, people who have actually done the bike ride, and they have their camera going on. And you can go anywhere, Germany, the Alps, Hawaii, California,
oh
beaches, you know. So if you can't get there physically, then you can definitely do it virtually.
I didn't ever think of that. That is such a brilliant idea. I do everything. I tell people all the time, YouTube, everything's there, you know, and I didn't even think of that. You know, I could be doing that myself, you know. You
oh,
can even take your smartphone. You can
That's
even
right.
take your smartphone, turn it horizontal, and bring up one of these YouTube videos and put it and hold it up in front of you and walk around the block a couple times. I mean,
yes.
Come on, folks. You know, just start doing. It's amazing. I love Kaizen. That's my new word for the rest of the year is Kaizen.
Kaizen.
You know, wise change. I mean, it's a great name for our kind of business too, a life coaching hypnosis business. You know, Kaizen hypnosis. You know, I may use that. I don't know. Anyway, but I had so much fun with you today, and congratulations on moving the bod, you know, and getting into that.
Yeah.
We need to chat later. I got to talk to you about, you know, that stuff and your keto and all that fun stuff. You know?
Yeah, we will definitely have an appointment. That'll be great.
So I'm looking forward to it. I'm
awesome
ready.
Awesome sauce. Well, I want to thank all of our listeners and our callers because we don't have a show without you. And I want to thank you, Rose, for being here with me every Friday. It's just a lot of fun. Our shows just keep getting better and better. The information we're putting out, helping people.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. So the next time, let's see, it's going to be 2 weeks.
That's right.
So we're taking the 16th off. But as far as myself, I'll be back on the air tomorrow with our special guest, Bernadette King. I know Rose will probably be listening in because she just got that deck. It's actually a tarot and oracle deck. With expansion packs, it's like World of Warcraft. It's got an expansion pack. Oh, my God. We're going to have so much fun talking about that and taking your phone calls. I'll be back on with Mary Brown tomorrow. And don't forget, it's Psyche Talk Radio all weekend because Sharona's biweekly show is this Sunday. So Magic Universe. Talk about mind magic. Well, we have Magic Universe coming up on Sunday with our own Sharona Rapsek there. So I'm going to say goodbye to everybody and goodbye, Rose. Have a great weekend.
Bye, Beth. You too.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.